Warships, this is Zyzek System Defense.
A new voice came over the bridge speaker.
You are both requested to stand down.
Nakir felt a ripple of cold amusement. The four patrol craft that had risen from the mass of merchant ships and split into pairs to confront the Whetstone and Springhawk were smaller and even more pathetic than the Chiss warship. Should they demand battle, it would take only a single laser volley to send them beyond all chance of enlightenment.
The Kilgees cannot enlighten them if they are dead,
Chixtus reminded him. He was right, of course. More important, perhaps, it gave him a legitimate excuse to refuse combat with the Chiss.
Zyzek System Defense, I comply with your request, he said. Senior Captain Thrawn, you may keep your prisoners. I will see you again when I arrive among your people to change the ancient paths of the Chiss to the fuller enlightenment of the Kilgees.
I will look forward to our next encounter,
Thrawn said.
Farewell.
Until the meeting,
Nakir said. He keyed off and turned yet again to Chixtus.
You spoke of four nations that the Kilgees should first seek to enlighten,
he said.
I choose instead the Chiss.
Not yet, Chixtus said. You must start with other beings.
Why?
Chixtus shook his head, the motion rippling the hood and veil.
Because I know these Chiss, General Arius. They are resilient and powerful. I've seen them resist attack from without and manipulation from within. Only a combination of the two will succeed in bringing about their destruction.
Enlightenment is incompatible with delay,
Nakir warned.
And you spoke of conquest, not destruction. If all are destroyed, who then shall we guide to peace and order?
A remnant shall certainly survive,
Chixtus promised.
The common folk, those who will accept Kilgee rule without question or resistance, will be yours to enlighten. But to achieve that, the leaders and commanders must fall.
I agree,
Nakir said.
So, let us proceed to their world and begin that process.
They must fall on the schedule the Grisks have constructed,
Chixtus said.
If we deviate from that timeline, all will be lost. But,
he lifted a finger,
that doesn't mean you have to wait to meet them. In fact, I've always intended that you and the Whetstone would carry me on my first visit to their worlds and their leaders.
Very well,
Nakir said, gazing at the display. The Springhawk had turned away from the planet now and was heading back out of the gravity well toward deep space.
I will follow your guidelines for now. But be warned, if I feel you're proceeding too slowly, I'll take that timeline into my own hands.
Understood,
Chixtus said.
Hold fast to my guidance, and the Chiss will be yours in good time.
In swift time,
Nakir corrected.
And when you destroy their leaders, you will leave me this one. This throne.
His skin stretched in a grim smile.
I am anxious for him to face true enlightenment.